This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Karan Pai, a technical analyst at GEPL Capital. He gave us three buy calls for the short term. On the daily time frame, Nifty has formed a bottom near 14,600. This is close to the 14,730 mark, which is a 38.2% retracement level of the rise from 13,596 to 15,431. On the indicator front, the index remains above the long-term moving average of 50-day, 100-day and 200-day simple moving average. The RSI plotted on the medium and short-term charts can be seen rising, indicating that the medium and short-term trend of the index remains bullish. On the upside, the key resistance levels are 15,276. If the index sustains above this level, we might see it head higher towards the lifetime high of 15,431 and eventually 15,838. The key support levels to watch out for in the short term are 14,635, followed by 14,297. Here are three buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Tata Power is the first call. Target price is ₹133. Stop loss is ₹75. This stock on the monthly time frame can be seen forming a higher high, higher low pattern since May 2020. This up move took the prices from ₹27 to ₹94. On the weekly time frame, the stock has started moving after bouncing off the ₹74.50 mark. The up moves are backed by increasing volume, indicating participation in the stock as it moves higher. RSI plotted on the medium and short-term charts can be seen moving higher, indicating a build-up of strong momentum. The immediate resistance is placed at ₹101 to ₹103, followed by ₹110 and eventually towards ₹133. The key support levels are ₹89.25 and ₹74.40. One can buy the stock at the current levels and add on dips till ₹89.25 for the target of ₹110, followed by ₹133, said the analyst. Rain Industries is the second call. Target price is ₹230. Stop loss is ₹130. This stock has been in a consolidation phase since November 2018. On February 24th, the stock gained bullish momentum and moved above ₹162 mark, which is the November 2018 high. The ADX plotted on the medium and short-term time frame are placed above the 25 mark and moving higher, indicating strength in the bullish trend. The resistance is placed at ₹200 to ₹202, followed by ₹232. The key level to watch out for on the downside is ₹156 to ₹148, followed by ₹130. The price action and the technical parameters mentioned above point towards the possibility of the prices breaking out of a prolonged consolidation. One can buy the stock at the current levels and add on dips till ₹148 for the target of ₹202, followed by ₹230, said the analyst. And HDFC Bank is the third call. Target price is ₹1,781. Stop loss is ₹1,550. On the monthly charts, HDFC Bank has been forming a higher high, higher low pattern since April 2020. On the weekly charts, we can see the stock has resumed its up move after 2 weeks of correction. MACD plotted on multiple time frames can be seen placed above zero and is moving higher, indicating the presence of bullishness in the trend. The immediate resistance is placed at ₹1,640, which will act as a make or break level. If the prices manage to sustain above this level, we might see them move higher towards ₹1,687, followed by ₹1,781. The key support levels are ₹1,550 and ₹1,500. One can buy the stock at the current levels with a target of ₹1,687, followed by ₹1,781, said the analyst. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.